Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Kylie Camps, owner of the Kind Parenting Company, wife, proud mum of twin boys, and happiness advocate. This podcast is a place for women who want more from life. It's your time to cultivate more self-care, compassion, happiness, love, and confidence. Let's have real conversations to help you feel better, choose better, and live your best life. Welcome to episode number 9. Today's podcast is all about 5 quick tips for improving or boosting your own self-confidence. This question came through via an Instagram story, and the question was specifically asking for, I think, my top 3 tips for increasing self-confidence. And I thought, that is such a great question. And rather than answering it just on Instagram stories, I could turn it into a podcast. So that's what we're chatting about today. Before we dive in, though, I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know this podcast is brought to you today by our very own company, The Kind Parenting Company. We offer online programs for baby and toddler sleep, as well as toddler behavior. We pride ourselves on creating resources that can make a huge difference in the lives of parents. Our sleep programs come with unlimited access to video tutorials and audio files, and our Toddler Life program comes with unlimited access to audio files as well. So it's like having 10 hours of podcasts on topics that are relative to you and your toddler that you can tune into whenever it suits you. Definitely jump over to our website, which is thekindparentingcompany.com. And if you would like to join us and purchase one of our programs, please feel free to use the discount code podcast15 for 15% off your purchase. Now, let's get stuck into it. The reason I thought that this would be a great topic is I think it's one that we often struggle with as we move through different seasons of our lives. I know myself, when I think about me in my teens and my 20s and my late 20s and even now in my early 30s, at all different stages in my life, my confidence has waxed and waned. It's gone up and it's gone down for various reasons. But I do feel like since being in my 30s and also since becoming a mother, my confidence has really, really changed for the better. I feel like I have a deeper understanding of who I am, although I'm still learning and I still make mistakes for sure. But I have a self-awareness and a self-love and an empathy and a care towards myself that I never had in my teens or 20s. And I think that a lot of parents can probably relate to this. There is a big shift that occurs when you become responsible for little ones. I know for me, just having kids and being aware that I am a role model, whether I like it or not, and that I am teaching them through the things I do and say, really shifted the way I act and hold myself in life because I realized that I'm kind of setting the bar for them. So it makes me want to be better continually. And it also has a unique way of shifting things into perspective and realizing what the big things are and what really matters versus those little things. And I'm sure you've all heard the saying from the famous book, "Don't Sweat the Small Stuff." I feel like as a parent, you often get a chance to really, really process what's super important in life and let some of that little stuff go. And speaking of letting things go, my very first tip for improving your self-confidence or boosting your confidence is to really understand that each and every one of us has a soundtrack playing at all times. We have an internal soundtrack that plays with thoughts, beliefs, scenarios, memories, predictions going over and over again in our minds. And I've spoken about this before about how I feel like so many of us have so many tabs open all the time. We've got those tabs where we're worrying about certain things, where our mind's in 100 different places, but we also have this continual soundtrack. And often we get in the habit of not really tuning into the soundtrack and challenging the thoughts that we're having. A lot of us just believe that the thoughts that we're having in our mind that are playing over and over again, consciously or subconsciously, are true. We accept that they are truths and we don't actually dedicate the time to challenge the thoughts, like I said, or to offer different thoughts or to, I guess, reprogram our soundtrack. And this is something that I have worked on a lot. I've shared before countless times that in my early 20s, I went through a really, really hard time personally. I had a very bad eating disorder. I was very, very unwell and unstable. And the only thing that really saved me was learning cognitive behavioral therapy. And CBT, as it's known, really, really changed my life then. And it continues to change my life now, like 10 years onwards. It just serves me so well. I am not a CBT expert, but the basic premise is that it empowers individuals to understand that you can challenge the thoughts that you're having and you can come at them from a more logical place and begin to reprogram the way that you think. So you may begin to notice that you have a thought that plays over and over again, and it could be that you're not enough, that you're not worthy, that you're not smart. And you know, these are beliefs that you could have picked up from your childhood, whether directly or indirectly you were told that you're unintelligent or that you're not worthy. Or perhaps it's just conclusions you yourself have arrived at after different life experiences. Or likely it's a mishmash of all of that stuff plus more. You have your soundtrack and you're accepting that it is true. So in my opinion, the first thing to feel more confident is to understand that the thoughts that you're having are not necessarily gospel, and you actually can spend some time thinking up better thoughts. And it takes a lot of time to begin with, and it can be painstaking, particularly when you haven't really tuned in to your soundtrack in a long time and you may just accept that it kind of plays there in the background in the subconscious mind. It can be arduous to sit down and go, okay, what am I actually thinking about myself? And can I offer a thought that goes against that? Can I play sort of devil's advocate? And when I'm thinking, oh, you're worthless, you're unintelligent, I'm this, I'm that, what other thought could I offer up? So that may include sitting down and writing out some times in your life that you know you have proven to make intelligent decisions, to start to give yourself a little more credibility, just to doubt that thought. Is that thought real? When I was going through all of my eating disorder, my really, really low spot with that, my thoughts were obsessively over being unworthy and the fact that I would never be happy. And I had to really challenge those thoughts and go, you know what? I'm thinking that I'm worthless and I'm thinking that I'm never going to be happy, but I actually don't know that. Like, that is not something that I can predict. That is not a fact that I will never be happy. It is just a thought. So starting to challenge that and say to myself when I would hear that thought crop up for myself, okay, you're not happy right now, but there's every chance that you could be happy tomorrow. And it's just challenging those limiting beliefs. I think that's the first and most important step when it comes to having more confidence within yourself. Notice your thoughts, challenge them, and replace thoughts. Purposefully choose thoughts that serve you, because as I said, we just all accept that what we're hearing is the truth. So why don't we insert some positivity into our soundtrack and benefit from that? My second tip is to actively seek more pleasure in your life every single day. Now, I have done a whole podcast on the topic of happiness and cultivating more happiness and joy in your everyday life. So if you've not listened to that one, definitely jump over and have a listen once you've finished here. But I wanted to include the tip to physically, actively, and to make it a priority to seek more pleasure in every single day. We all have so many things going on in our lives. We all wear a lot of different hats. And it's very, very easy to just get caught up in the mundane existence of going through the motions. And I just feel that it's so important that we give ourselves permission to seek more pleasure in the everyday. Don't wait for a holiday, don't wait for the weekend. Create little moments of magic in your everyday life. And so when I say seeking pleasure, I mean actually thinking about what brings you joy and how can you carve out more of that in your life. It could be very, very simple. It could be using your favorite teacup for your morning cup of tea. It could be jumping on a phone call with your girlfriend on the way back from the school drop-off. It could be really, really enjoying your lunch in the sunshine. There's so many ways that you could sneak more pleasure into your everyday life. And this is a tip that has stayed with me from one of our previous events where we had a sexologist called Juliet Allen speak. And it was one of her tips for improving intimacy and.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Your sex life, it was to actively seek more pleasure and joy in the everyday, and then you're more likely to be connected with yourself and therefore want to be more connected to your partner as well. Tip 3 for building confidence is to expose yourself to new scenarios regularly. So try a new gym class or finally learn that language that you've always wanted to learn. Or maybe it's joining a running club or a book club or a mother's group. Just purposefully putting yourself in a new environment, in a new setting, situation is really, really powerful when it comes to gaining confidence. Because when there is a lack of confidence, there's a lack of self-belief. And when we have that, we really, really need to build ourselves back up, and exposure to new situations and skills can do that. One of my all-time favorite sayings, and I'm sure that you've heard me say it, particularly if you follow along on Instagram, is that when we start to build evidence, we build confidence. So when you try something new and you get that little morsel of evidence that you are capable and that you can do it and you did do it, you start to get a little more confident. So if you frequently expose yourself to new situations, you're going to build that muscle memory, that belief in yourself of having confidence, and it will start to dull down those doubts that you have and just add a little more weight to your own self-belief and confidence. So just have a little think as you go about your day today. What can you do that is new for you? It doesn't have to be huge. It could be the fact that you have never ever gone and sat in a cafe and had a coffee or a tea by yourself. For some people, that is a huge, big deal. It's something that you can easily carve into your week. It doesn't need to be going to a new country for the first time, which of course is a great thing to do. But what can you actually do this very week? I would love to hear from you. Pop it up on your Instagram stories and let me know what new scenario or new skill you are going to on purpose choose to build some confidence. Now, tip number 4 is surround yourself with positive people. This one I think is so, so important. I'm sure that you've all heard the saying that we become the average of the 5 people that we spend the most time with. And I know that this is a pain point for a lot of women, because at past events and even on social media, I will get a lot of questions surrounding how to move away from toxic or negative people and how to manifest or connect with people in your life that are actually going to add value and support you and make you feel as though you're growing and just add a level of positivity. Now, I have been there. I have been in the situation where I've had to actually step away from certain people in my life because there's too much negativity and it feels too toxic to me. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that as well. It's really, really hard, but sometimes it is needed. it can also be really hard to find people that you connect with that lift you up and are also wanting to have the same big conversations that you're wanting to have as well. Now, if you do not have these people in your life right now, if you honestly can't think of anyone that makes you feel great and important and whose values align with yours, you are not alone. Many of us are in the same boat. My advice in this situation is you have access to millions of people right now. You have access to some amazing mentors that you can really lean on and learn from, and they don't even need to know you exist. You can have a mentor in the form of reading a book, listening to a podcast, following someone on social media, whatever it may be. There are countless resources available, and it's okay if you don't have super positive people in your life, but to counteract that, you may need to surround yourself with really, really positive and uplifting and helpful resources. So like I said, whether that is an audiobook, a podcast, reading a book, don't be afraid to surround yourself with people you admire as much as you need to help you get that soundtrack right. My last tip is to have a really clear vision for your life and to know your values. I think that when we're unsure who we are, that's when we start to struggle and doubt ourselves. But as you get to know yourself really, really well, and when you craft a vision for your life, you do start to build that little bit of confidence and evidence within yourself, and you start to like yourself. And I may be entirely wrong because, as I've said before, I'm certainly not a psychologist or therapist. I'm just a mom sharing her thoughts. I do have a passion for personal growth and self-development for sure, and these are literally just my thoughts. But I do think that when we don't like ourselves, we're more prone to not have very much confidence. Because when we like ourselves, we believe in ourselves. And confidence to me really is a belief system. You believe that you're worthy. You believe that you can do things. You believe that you can try. And out of interest's sake, I of course had to Google the exact definition of confidence. And it is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. So it's all about allowing yourself to believe in you and rely on you. I hope that these super quick tips start you off on a journey for having more confidence because you absolutely deserve to. I really appreciate you tuning in. My most favorite thing about the podcast is when you take a screenshot of yourself listening to the podcast and pop it up on your stories. It is a real pinch me moment as a complete podcast junkie. I love, love, love to see that. So please share with me what you're up to and how you listen to the podcast. And don't forget to tag me on Instagram. It is at Kylie Camps.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.